3 John, aklat ng 3 John, and verse number 7. 3 John, verse number 7. And the Bible says, because that for His name's sake, they went forth taking nothing of the Gentiles.
So kung tagalugin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, ito ay sapagkat sila ay humayo alang-alang sa aking pangalan na walang kinuhang anuman sa mga Hintil. And so ang Panginoong Jesus ay nagbigay ng isang utos sa kanyang simbahan.
Jesus Christ gave a command to His church, the church that He started. And the church functions for His name's sake. Gaius served the missionaries for His name's sake, for Jesus' name's sake. And the missionaries went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles for His name's sake. And the church, we see here, the church functioning for His name's sake. So, go over to Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18. Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 18. Matthew 28 verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, the them here is the church. He spoke to His assembly of baptized believers. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. So what is He saying to the church? You all, ye. Dante, you got the ye? Pinag-usapan natin ito kanina. What is ye and thee and thy? Sa Tagalog, merong ye. Sa modern English, wala na yung ye. Sa Tagalog, yung ye, ang ibig sabihin nun, kayo. Second person plural, kayo. Sa modern English, wala na yung kayo. Ang you na lang, you, ang sabi nila. Pero hindi mo alam kung you, individual, singular, o you, plural, you all of you. Hindi malinaw sa modern English. Pero sa Bible English, ye, ibig sabihin, kayo. At ang pinag-uusapan dito, yung church. Kayo na mananampalataya, na binautismuhan, at sumusunod sa Panginoong Hesukristo. Kayo, go ye, therefore. Ito yung mission natin. This is the mission of the church. Teach all nations. So dapat magdisipulo tayo, gumawa tayo ng mga disipulo sa lahat ng mga nations. All nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So who has the authority to baptize? Sinong may authority na pwedeng mag-baptize? Yung church. Now, yung pastor, representative siya sa church. Pwede yun. Pero wala siyang authority na mag-baptize na hindi tanggapin ng church. The church is the only one that has authority to baptize. Kasi sinabi ni Jesus, ye. O, di ba? You all. O. Ang totoo, halimbawa, si Pastor Star, dumating siya dito, pwede ba siyang mag-baptize? Pwede. Kasi galing siya sa church namin na kinasihan kami na mag-baptize. Inauthorized kami na mag-baptize. We were authorized by our church to baptize. And so, but I don't have authority to baptize by myself. I have to have the church give me that authority. Because the authority is delegated by Jesus to ye, to the whole. To the church. Now, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And then verse 20, teaching them. Who's the them? Those who have gotten baptized. Yung them, sila yung mga nagpabautismo. So, turuan mo sila, turuan mo ang buong nations patungkol sa Panginoon. Yung mga sumampalataya, kasi hindi naman lahat sila sasampalataya, ibautismuan mo sila. Yung mga gusto magpabaptize, hindi natin ibabaptize yung ayaw magpabaptize. Siyempre, walang pilitan talaga. Pag Christian, liberty, freedom. Walang pilitan. Pero kung gusto mong sumunod sa Panginoon, magpabaptize ka, sasabihin nila, Pastor, gusto ko pong magpabaptize. Alright, ngayon, e-examine ka muna. Ikaw ba ay mananampalataya sa Panginoon? Kailan ka naligtas? Ano ang testimony mo? Ano ang nangyari sa'yo? At gusto mong magpabaptize? Ano ang motivation mo? Anong dahilan? Oh, okay. Handa ka ng sumunod sa Panginoon. Yes. Okay, very good. Oh, di magtatakda na tayo ng baptismal day. Tapos i-announce natin, meron tayong baptismal day, ganito. Lahat ng hindi pa na-baptize pero gustong mag-consider ng magpabaptize, pag-isipan ninyo, mag-pray na kayo. Kasi hindi lang yung isa ang ibabaptize natin. Pero kung isa lang ang ibabaptize natin, we will do that. Kasi pleasing sa Panginoon ang baptism. Now, walang bayad ang baptism. Walang bayad ang baptism. Ang baptism, kasi yung iba nagtatanong, may bayad po ba ang baptism? No, walang bayad ang baptism. Walang bayad sa church. Kahit ano, kahit preaching, wedding, funeral, baptismal, walang bayad. Hindi pwedeng bayaran yung mga ganyan. No? Pwede kang mag-give, mag-donate, pwede, pero hindi pwedeng sabihing payment. You know, ganun, wala yun. Coercion yun. hindi pwede yun. Dapat free na freedom talaga tayo. Free. Free ang salvation, free din ang service natin sa Panginoon. Now, doon sa mga na-baptize, anong gagawin natin? Verse 20, teaching them to observe. To observe. So, pwede po bang turuan to observe yung mga hindi nagpabaptize? Pwede ba yon? Hindi pwede. Pwede mong turuan all teach all nations. Pero hindi mo pwedeng teach to observe all things. Kasi sa gitna ng dalawa, yung baptism. Ganito yon. Kung ang tao ayaw magpasailalim sa kapangyarihan ng Panginoon Jesucristo, sa authority ng Panginoon, hindi mo siya pwedeng turuan ng kahit ano. That's true. That's true. The baptism presupposes obedience. And if a Christian is not gonna obey the Lord in baptism, he's not gonna obey the Lord in anything. So you can't really teach someone who's disobedient. So, but we cannot teach someone to observe who hasn't been baptized neither. Halimbawa, maglo-Lord's Supper tayo sa April. April lang Lord's Supper natin. Wednesday night. It's gonna be a Wednesday night Lord's Supper. Invited ang lahat sa prayer meeting. Pero pagdating sa Lord's Supper, yun lang na sumunod sa Panginoon sa baptism, ang pwedeng mag-observe. Teach them to observe. Observe. Now, hindi naman ibig sabihin, hindi sila Christian. They are children of God nung tinanggap nila si Jesus Christ. Nasa family sila ng Panginoon. Kaya lang, wala sila sa church. Okay? Iba ang church, iba ang kingdom of God, iba ang kingdom to Israel. Millennial kingdom. Mga iba't iba yon. Now, anyway, the purpose of the church, eto yon. Matthew 28, verse 18, 19, 20 is the purpose, the blueprint, the pattern. This is why we have church. And if you don't follow the pattern, then it's not a Bible church. It's not a biblical church. Okay? But we want a biblical church. Why? We want to do this for His name's sake. Dahil sa pangalan ng Panginoon. Tanong, sino nag-utos sa atin na magpabaptize tayo? Sino nagbigay ng utos na magbaptize tayo? So, in-expect ba ng Panginoon na mabaptize ang mga Kristiyano? Yes. Pagkatapos na mabaptize sila, tapos na yan. Hindi na natin sila pagpipray, hindi na natin sila tuturuan, hindi na natin sila dadalhin sa pananampalataya. Wala na ba tayong responsibility sa mga nabaptize? Hindi. Kailangan alagaan, mahalin, turuan, tapos palaguan, tapos pagdating ng time, sila na ang magtuturo. sila na magpapatuloy. Ganon ang plano ng Diyos dahil sa kanyang pangalan. For His name's sake. So I want to show with you the three purposes of the church. Number one, ang pangunahing agenda ng simbahan ng Diyos ay ang pagkalat ng Ebanghelyo. Yun ang unang-unang primary purpose ng church. The first priority, the first purpose of the church is to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Alam niyo po yung mission? The mission of the church is missions. Yun ang number one priority na gawain ng church ay ipahagi ang Ebanghelyo ng Panginoon. Reaching, that's why we have Sunday school. Anong binabahagi natin sa mga bata? Ang Ebanghelyo ng Panginoon. Kaya sa umaga, evangelistic preaching. Meron tayong evangelistic preaching. Bakit? Kasi meron tayong mga kaibigan na mga kamag-anak o mga kakilala na hindi pa nakarinig ng magandang balita. Anong dapat natin gawin? Dalhin natin sila. Para marinig nila ang magandang balita. Para maligtas sila pag tinanggap nila ang Ebanghelyo ng Panginoon. Tingnan mo ang Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Now, I hope the references work out better this night than earlier. But I think we're going to do good. Matthew chapter 4, verse number 23. Matthew 4, 23. Ito ang pattern ng Panginoon. Tingnan mo. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. So, yung trabaho pala ni Jesus Christ, lumibot-libot at mamigay ng Ebanghelyo. He went all over Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. And that's what we should be doing. That's what we do. We preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. We go over here sa City Hall pang namimigay tayo ng babasahin. Magdala kayo ng mga babasahin dyan para wala kayong time na ibahagi ang Ebanghelyo, pero pwede nilang basahin ang magandang balita at maunawaan nila ang message ng Panginoon. And so, this is what the primary task of a mission-minded church. Alam niyo kung saan nakakaproblema ang church? Pag sinarado nila yung mission nila. Pag yung church, sinarado nila yung outreach, yung soul winning, at saka missionary endeavor nila, patay na ang church na yun. Kasi anong nangyayari, nagiging selfish ang church, o di kaya nagiging ano na lang, social, nagiging museum, o library. O, dapat talaga ang church, ospital ng mga kaluluwa. Na nahihina ang kaluluwa, may sakit sila, kasalanan, dalhin natin kay Jesucristo. At maunawa nilang Ebanghelyo at tanggapin nila si Jesus Christ, maramdaman nila ang ginhawa ng kaligtasan at lumago sila sa pananampalataya para sila rin ay makapagdala ng iba pa sa Panginoong Jesucristo. That is the mission of the church. Look at Matthew chapter 24. So it's a pattern in Jesus' ministry to spread the gospel. Spread the gospel. Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 14. Matthew 24, verse number 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So ipangaral at magpatutuo tayo sa lahat ng mga bansa patungkol sa magandang balita. That means everyone you talk to, you have an opportunity to make a difference by speaking to them about the Lord. That's a number one goal of our church, to be a mission-minded church, always giving out the gospel. Alam nyo, wala na mas mabuting balita na ibigay sa tao kundi ang magandang balita ng Panginoong Jesucristo. There's nothing much worth talking about that could really be a blessing more so than the gospel of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 15 and verse number 16. Look at Romans chapter 15 and verse number 16. Romans 15, verse number 16. Romans 15:16, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost.
So, nangangasiwa sa ebanghelyo, naglilingkod, pinaglilingkuran ang ebanghelyo ng Diyos.
That is the goal. 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 11. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 11. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 11. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust.
Ah, pinagkatiwalaan pala sa akin ang ebanghelyo ng Diyos. Now, kung ikaw ay Kristiyano, pinagkatiwalaan ka ng Diyos ng ebanghelyo ng Diyos. Now, halimbawa, meron kang gamot para sa may sakit at daladala mo ang gamot. Ano kaya ang mangyayari kung hindi mo ibigay o iabot ang gamot sa nangangailangan? Siguro, medyo masamang tao yun, no? Hindi natin sasabihin, ay, ang galing niyang tao. Hindi. Ay, nako, ang sama naman niya. Ganon ang Kristiyano. Na alam niya ang magandang balita, pero ayaw niyang ibahagi ang magandang balita ng Diyos.
This is something that God committed to us and to our trust. So, ano ang ginagawa mo upang isulong o paunlaran mo ang ebanghelyo ng Diyos? Ask yourself that question. What am I doing with the gospel that God has committed to me?
Ano ang ginagawa ko sa mensahe ng ebanghelyo na binigay sa akin ng Diyos?
I pray that you can say with integrity of heart, I'm sharing the gospel. I'm giving the gospel. You'll have a blessed life if you can do that.
Pangalawang agenda ng simbahan, for His name's sake, ay ang pagbautismo ng mga disipulo ng Panginoon.
Again, Matthew 28 verse 19, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
So yung ang baptism ay panlabas na pagtatapat o pagkumpisal ng pananampalataya kay Kristo, sa kay Jesus. So sinasabi ng nagbabautismo,
I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, of the Holy Ghost, buried with Him in the likeness of His death, raised again in the likeness of His resurrection.
Kung baga sinasabi ng baptismal candidate, ako ay patay na kay Jesus. Yung kasalanan ko, yung buhay ko noon, linubog ko na yan kay Kristo. At bumabangon na ako na bagong, may bagong lakad sa bagong pamumuhay.
I'm living for Jesus Christ. And it's a testimony, a picture of salvation. It's not salvation, but it's a picture of salvation. Okay? Clarify that. It's a big, some churches teach that if you want to get saved, you have to get baptized.
Requirement yun. Kung gusto mong maligtas ka, magpabautismo ka. Hindi po yun ang magandang balita.
False doctrine yun.
Kung gusto mong maligtas, tanggapin mo sa iyong puso ang Panginoong Heso Kristo. Pero kung gusto mong sumunod sa Kanya, magpabautismo ka. Now, ito ay naglalarawan ng kamatayan at paglibing at muling pagkabuhay ni Heso Kristo. Kaya tamang pamamaraan ay yung paglubog ng mananampalataya sa tubig. And yung iba, nagwiwisik. Wisik-wisik lang. Tanong, pag meron kayong inilibing, sapat na ba na magwisik tayo ng konting dirt para maiburol siya? No. Kailangan, lubog talaga siya sa dirt. you can't bury someone by sprinkling dirt on them. Okay? That's silly. But if a person wants to follow the picture of baptism, they need to be immersed, submerged, overwhelmed by water.
Yung word baptism sa Greek, predominantly used in the Greek, overwhelmingly, yung gamit ng salitang baptism ay dip.
Lubog. Kaya linulubog natin ang mananampalataya sa tubig.
Now, ito rin ay dapat gawin ng church. Hindi lamang ang isang tao ang may kapangyarihan na mag-baptize. Kailangan church ang naglalagay ng baptism. Ina-authorize yun ng church. Now, balang araw magiging church tayo. We're gonna have a church. And this church will be a picture an authorized place of baptism. Pwede mag-baptize ang church. In fact, that's the only institution that can baptize is the church. Okay? And one day, this mission work will become a church. And you will have your pastor. And I pray that you will follow the Lord's pattern in the Bible.
Hindi na bali kung ano ang tawag ng church. Ang importante, sila ba ay sumusunod sa larawan at pattern ng Biblia.
Okay? So, it's not in the name, Baptist Church.
Hindi yan ang importante.
The name, Baptist Church, is not important, but the nature of the church, it is a Baptist Church, that's important. Not the name, but the nature.
Kasi merong mga Baptist na mali. Meron din mga Baptist na palpak. Compromiser na. Hindi man nila binibigyan ng halaga ang salita ng Diyos. Okay? So, porque Baptist sila, hindi naman ibig sabihin tama. Okay? Huwag niyong isipin. Hindi sa pangalan ang importante, kundi sa uri. Sa uri ng church. At pag ang church ay sumusunod sa banal na kasulatan, yan ay biblical na church. Yun ang magandang church. Dapat sumunod tayo sa Bible palagi. Now, pangatlong agenda ng simbahan ng Diyos, turuan na ganapin ang lahat ng mga bagay na iniutos sa atin ng Panginoon. Now, ano yung mga bagay na yan? One, Lord's Supper. Lord's Supper. Inutos ba tayo ng Diyos na gumawa ng Lord's Supper? Luke chapter 22. Tingnan mo ang Luke chapter 22. And verse number 19. Did God command us to observe the Lord's Supper? Well, the Bible says in Luke chapter 22 and verse number 19, and he took bread and gave thanks and break it and gave unto them saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do. Ayan, yan ang command. This do in remembrance of me. Kaya pala yung Lord's Supper, memorial service po yun. Inaalala po natin ang sakripisyo ng Panginoong Hesukristo para iligtas tayo. Now, hindi nakakapagligtas ang Lord's Supper. Gaya rin ng baptism, hindi nakakapagligtas ang baptism. Pero kung gusto mong sumunod sa Panginoon, magpa-baptize ka, tapos mag-observe ka ng Lord's Supper para pumasok ka sa remembrance, may remember mo ang ginawa ng Panginoon para sa iyo. Ano pang inutos ng Diyos sa atin? Matthew 23, verse 23. Look at Matthew 23, verse 23. So not only did Jesus teach us to observe the Lord's Supper, he taught us to tithe and to give of our offerings. Look at Matthew 23, verse 23. Matthew 23, 23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done. Yan. Dapat ito nga ang ginagawa ninyo. Ano yun? Yung pagtatithe at saka pag-offering. Yan ay utos ng Panginoon. That's a command from God. And to be observed in the church. Okay? Tingnan mo ang John chapter 13. What else did Jesus teach us? John chapter 13. Ano pa ang binibigay sa atin ng Panginoon na dapat natin gawin? John chapter 13, verse 14. John 13, verse 14. If I then be your Lord and Master and have washed your feet, ye also should wash one another's feet. Wala tayong foot washing dito. Yung ibang churches, meron silang foot washing. Hindi natin ginagawa ang foot washing. Hindi ordinance yun ng Panginoon. Pero sinabi niya sa atin na pagsilbihan natin ang isa't isa. Isa sa mga blessings ng church ay yung bawat miyembro ay kinasihan ng Diyos na ingatan ng bawat miyembro. A member cares for another member. More so than anything else. Kung meron kang tutulungan sa buhay, tulungan mo yung kapatid mo. Kaya inuudyok ko yung mga walang church, sumali kayo sa church kasi utos yan ng Panginoon at hindi lang ikaw ay makakatulong sa church, ang church makakatulong din yan sa'yo. The church can help you. Now, let's see. Go over to John chapter 17 and verse number 8. What else did the Lord teach us to do? Well, John chapter 17, verse number 8.
For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them. Who receives the word of God? Yung church. Tanong, lahat ba ng Bible, yung New Testament, sinulat ba yan? Para lang sa mga lahat ng mga Kristiyano? No. This was written to the church. Basahin mo ang Revelation chapter 1, chapter 2, tsaka chapter 3. Pagdating sa last book ng Bible, ang kinakausap ng Panginoon, churches. Churches. They are the recipients of the words of God. Doon binabasa ang salita ng Diyos. So, ngayon, ang blessing natin talaga, blessing talaga. Meron tayong Bible sa ating sariling salita, sa English, sa Tagalog. We have the Word of God, and this is a blessing. But, it's okay. Maliit na bata naman. Okay lang. Tahimik na siya. Okay. Now, yung the words of God were given to the church. Yun na nga, yung mga epistles, yung mga letters sa New Testament, sinulat yan ni Apostle Paul para sa mga churches. Tapos sinabi niya, i-circulate din ninyo. So yung church ng Ephesus, i-circulate ninyo yung letter na yan sa church ng Laodicea. At yung church ng Laodicea, i-circulate ninyo yan sa church ng Corinth. At yung church ng Corinth sa church ng Colossae. At yung sinulat ko sa Colossae, i-circulate ninyo yan sa churches ng Asia Minor. So ang ginawa nila, yung original na letter ni Paul, kinopya nila yon. Tapos yung kopya, kinumpara nila yan sa original. Tapos binigay sa isang messenger at dadalin niya yan sa church. Pagdating nila sa church, alam nyo, walang nag-preach noon. Babasahin lang nila yung salita ng Diyos. Yun ang message. So babasahin niya yung letter ng halimbawa, yung letter ng 1 Corinthians. O, babasahin nila yung Corinthian church. Yan, babasahin nila yan. Pagkatapos noon, wala nang mga ngaral. Sasarado nila yan. Mag-worship sila sa Panginoon, kakanta, magbibigay, magpe-pray, magte-testimony, ganyan. Tapos, uwian na. Pero yung kopya na yan, sa church na ilalagay yan. Ganon yon. Kaya nag-form yung New Testament natin, kinumpile lahat ng mga letters at lahat ng mga books sa New Testament, binuo na. Kailan yon? Nung bago namatay si Apostle Juan, itong sumulat ng 3 John, siya yung last na compiler ng New Testament. Kaya alam natin, lahat ng aklat na nasa Bagong Tipan ay nandyan, tama lang. Walang kulang, walang dagdag. Yung mga lost books, yeah, lost books of Enoch, yung mga ganyan, Shepherd of Hermes, yung mga ganyan, fake po yun. Pag wala yan sa Bible, hindi na po yan pwedeng isali dyan. Kasi sabi ng Bible, huwag mong dagdagan, huwag mong bawasan ang salita ng Diyos. So, tapos na. Lahat ng kinasiyahan na salita ng Diyos, nandito. Lahat ng iningatan at priniserba sa atin, nandito sa salita ng Diyos. Hindi na natin pwedeng dagdagan o bawasan. So, but the churches were given the words. It's the churches. It wasn't necessarily the individual Christian. Now, we today have the blessing of the Word of God in our own home. That's a blessing. Pero, tandaan ninyo, yung pinanggalingan ng ating iglesia, oh, that was not the case in the early church. We are so spoiled. We are so blessed of God. We even have how many copies of the Bible? Multiple copies of the Bible. What a big blessing and a privilege. Ang pagtatayo ng mga simbahang Baptist, yun din po ay layunin ng Diyos. Do you know that God doesn't just want one church in Tuktukan? Gusto ba ng Panginoon na magkaroon ng church doon sa Western Bicutan? Yes. Gusto ba ng Diyos na magkaroon ng church sa Rizal, sa Taytay Rizal? Gusto ba ng Panginoon na magkaroon ng church doon? Yes. At sino magpa-plant ng mga churches na yon? Tayo. God intends for His church to reproduce churches. Well, if God wants to plant a church in Bambang or in Western Bicutan, and God wants to plant a church in Taytay Rizal, who's going to plant the churches there? We are. That's what I'm saying. Okay? And option ba yon? Pwede na lang, tayo na lang dito? Us four and no more? Is that a good thing? No. We will be disobedient to God if we don't fulfill His mandate, His command, His purpose for His name's sake. So, paano tayo makakatulong sa layunin ng Diyos? Well, look at verse 3 John. Go back to 3 John. We need a bunch of Gaiuses. We need a bunch of missionaries. Just like Gaius, just like the missionaries that came by, they took nothing of the Gentiles. They were faithful. Look at verse number 5. Beloved, thou doest faithfully. Be faithful. If God wants us to flourish, you cannot flourish if you're not faithful. And I'll say something, hindi natin gagamitin ang Kristiyano na hindi faithful. I'm not going to let somebody become a Sunday school teacher na hindi naman siya faithful. Paano ka magtuturo ka ng mga bata? Mga bata, magsimba kayo. Ma'am, sir, kayo ba nagsisimba? Sa umaga lang. Ayos. Hindi ka magandang example. So, hindi ka pwede nagamitin na Sunday school teacher. Sabi ng iba, ay, sasama ako dito sa church kasi kailangan nila ng tulong. Oo, kailangan natin ng tulong, pero hindi kami ganyan desperado. May order talaga ang Panginoon. I-honor natin ang Diyos at ang Diyos ang bahala sa atin. That's exactly how it is. If a person is not faithful, they will not be used. Not be used. Mas maganda, wala tayong Sunday school kung walang faithful na magtuturo sa kanila. Faithful. The most important thing of a Christian is to be faithful. Hindi mayaman, hindi maganda, hindi matalino, hindi talented. Yun ay hindi requirements. Ang requirements, faithful. So kahit na pumasok dito yung pinaka-talented na Kristiyano, na mahusay, I don't know, you know? Tanong, faithful ka ba? Hindi. Goodbye. Goodbye. Mag-faithful ka para gamitin ka ng Diyos. Balang araw, nakikita ko, lahat na nandito, you are faithful. You are faithful. Pagbukas ang pintuan ng church, nandito ka, you're faithful. At gagamitin ka ng Diyos. For the simple fact that you're faithful. Not because you're talented, but because you're faithful. Alright? Look at verse number 6. Tulungan sila sa kanilang paglalakbay. We're gonna be, another thing to help in the church is verse number 6, which have borne witness of thy charity. Meron kang pag-ibig before the church. Meron ka palang tunay na pag-ibig. Whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Alagaan mo ang mga binibigay sa atin ng Diyos. Ha? Halimbawa, mga bata, dinadala ng Diyos dito. Alagaan natin sila. Mahalin natin sila. Turuan natin sila patungkol kay Jesu Kristo. I'm just saying, love them. Charity, sabi ng Bible. Charity. Tapos, tulungan natin sila sa pamamaraan na karapat dapat sa Diyos. That's what the Bible says. After a godly sort. We have to honor people, love people after a godly sort in a way that brings honor to God. Alam mo, hindi lang ito, alimbawa, this is just an example. We don't just have Sunday school bags and throw whatever we want in there and make it look whatever. These, we do it with excellence. We take time, we prepare. Why? Because we do it after a godly sort. Ayan yung godly sort, ibig sabihin,
ang paglilingkod natin ay dapat sa pamamaraan na nakakapagbigay lugod sa Diyos. Tanong, nung binigay sa atin ng Diyos ang Panginoong Hesukristo, the best ba yung binigay niya sa atin? O yung ano lang? Yung basta-basta lang? No. When God gave us Jesus, He gave us His best. When we serve the Lord, we serve our best. When we sing with our best. It may not be nice, or it may not work out good, but that's our best. We give it to God. We serve Him with our best. When we teach and preach, we preach and teach the best. You know, ito, pre-prepare ko ito. Monday, I do my best to finish this. I try to finish this on Monday. I'm not all, can't be perfect all the time. But why do I have notes? Kasi pinaglilingkuran ko ang Panginoon. Binigyan niya ako ng mensahe. Ayaw ko na mawala ang mensahe. Ilagay natin sa letter. Tapos, para sa inyo. Para sa inyo. At dapat maganda, malinis, malinaw. Kaya nga, ano mga problema ako? Sometimes yung mga photocopy machines dito. Sir, may guhit dito. Okay lang? Okay lang kung palengke ang pupuntahan ko. Hindi pwede sa simbahan. Kasi gusto kong paglingkuran ng Diyos ng the best. Na, alam ko na yung mga photocopier, pati na dun sa market. Kilala rin ako. Sir, sorry, mali. Hindi pa na ayos ito. Ah, okay lang, sige, thank you. Maghanap ako ng iba. So, alam na nila. Bakit? Hindi ko tatanggapin yung hindi the best. We have to serve God the best. The best, after a godly sort. Now, let's see. Mabuti ba ang ginagawa mo? Are you doing good? Look at verse number 6. Which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Oh, we have to do well. And the Bible says, be not weary in well-doing. You know? Paminsan, yung well-doing natin, nakakapag-discourage. Siyempre, hindi na-appreciate, hindi napapansin, pero okay lang yon. Kasi hindi naman natin ginagawa yun for attention. Ginagawa natin lahat ng ginagawa natin for the Lord. At siya naman ang magbibigay ng gantimpala sa atin. Pag ang Diyos ang nag-bless, sagana ang blessing ng Panginoon. That is the Lord. And we need to learn that. Don't be weary in well-doing. Don't worry about it. Ah, Pastor, pinag-prepare ko ito. Ah, tinatapon lang. That's not my problem. I do it unto the Lord. And the Lord will bless. And He will honor whatever we do for Him. Just keep on doing well. At tanggapin nating mabuti ang dinadala sa atin ng Panginoon. Look at verse number 8. We therefore ought to receive such. We ought to receive such. Pag nagdumalo ang isang pastor o isang missionary, dumalo sila sa atin, dapat i-receive natin sila. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Alagaan natin. Bless natin sila. Paano natin i-bless ang isang pastor? Halimbawa, pag dumating sila, maaga tayo sa church. Kausapin natin sila. Encourage natin sila. Pag-pray natin sila. Pagkatapos, shake hands. Salamat sa mensahe. Talagang kinausap ako ng Panginoon. What? Magiging maginhawa sa puso yun ng guest pastor, guest preacher, guest missionaries. But take care of people. Pag nagdala ang Panginoon ng visitor or guest, dapat welcome na welcome sila. And they feel that we're friendly. Hindi malamig ang church. Malamig, ito, maganda yan. Pero hindi sa puso, yung malamig na puso, ayaw yan ng Panginoon. That's not a God-glorifying attitude. Love and care in a godly way. And well-doing. Sa ganitong pamamaraan, tayo ay maaaring tawaging fellow helpers of the truth. Fellow helpers of the to the truth. Fellow helpers to the truth. So magandang pangalan para sa church, Fellow Helpers Baptist Church. Hindi ko naman sinasabi nang dapat nating maging pangalan. Okay? Kung tanungin mo ako anong gusto kong pangalan, at hindi naman ang opinion ko ay important, gusto ko New Testament Baptist Church. Kasi nasa New Testament tayo eh. Pero maganda rin ito, Fellow Helpers Baptist Church. Ibig sabihin, ang pagtitipon natin ay para makatulong tayo sa alang-alang sa pangalan ng Panginoong Jesucristo. For His name's sake. Tagapagtulong tayo kasama nila sa katotohanan. Tayo ay kamanggagawa sa katotohanan. Nawa matutunan natin na maglingkod alang-alang sa Kanyang pangalan. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes and we'll pray and ask the Lord to bless. May we learn to serve with thankfulness and blessings. And God will bless those who are thankful, I'm sure. Father, Lord, we thank You for Your love for us. We ask that You would bless. And I pray, Father, that we would be edified and built up, Lord, to serve You in excellence and to do well, to do it after in faithfulness, with a heart of charity, Lord, with love and a burden, to see the name of Jesus Christ advance through our ministries, through our efforts, through our work, Lord. We desire, Father, the Holy Spirit of God to seal these decisions and choices and changes in our hearts, Lord, that we may be pleasing to You. And we ask that You are glorified in our hearts, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.